From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump, quote, lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would, quote, totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those comments in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." Ri said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. Senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats, according to the South Korean Foreign Ministry. A South Korean lawmaker says North Korean hackers have stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans to destroy North Korea's leadership. Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center about a year ago. The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed Ri's statements, and the U.S. Defense Department has declined to comment. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal and questioned whether it was time to revoke the network's government license to operate. Officials at a meeting, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News.